Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
Right now is what's happening. We'll tell you what's going on in the world. Anything going on with you, let us know and we'll get you on too. It's a feature that we lovingly know as... No, that didn't work.
What's happening?
I wasn't quick enough.
You never are.
I tried to...
What?
What's happening?
Oh. Wow.
There you go.
I'll tell you what is happening in the world of entertainment today. The Trotters Independent Trading Van.
Yes.
From Only Fools and Horses has been hailed the most iconic on screen. Del Boy and Rodney's yellow three-wheeled Ryan Robin.
That's easy for you to say, isn't
Reliant
it?
Robin. Beat Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Of course.
Doc Brown's DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Okay.
The Rebel Supervan in 1972, made famous by actors David Jason and Nicholas... That's a full stop there. David Jason and Nicholas Lyndhurst's yellow three-wheeled Reliant Robin was sold for auction for £38,000 in 2021. The Potts family's famous flying motor, which came in second in the poll, was snapped up by Chris Evans in 2012. And Doc's DeLorean, used in the hits Back to the Future, was sold for close to $400,000 in 2011.
I love them both. The DeLorean.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang one. Chris Evans paid £500,000 for that.
It's unreal.
But you could. So the actual Only Fools and Horses van was sold for $38,000. That seems cheap.
That seems really cheap.
So my car's more than that. I'd rather drive that. That'd be so much more iconic.
Be brilliant, wouldn't it?
It'd be amazing. That's in the news today. Also in the news today, it's some sad news for everybody. And I don't know if anyone has heard this, if they've...
I mean, if it's genuine sad news, can we not play the Only Fools and Horses thing anymore?
Would you write?
Yeah.
FIFA, Electronic Arts, has announced it will cease making FIFA-branded football games next year.
No.
2023, the one that comes out in September, that will be the last one.
Why are you doing it?
Struggling to get through this. In a press release on the decision, EA stated that licensing deals remain in place with 19,000 players, 700 teams, 30 leagues around the world, as well as with UEFA, which means the Champions League will still be a part of the game, although the World Cup bit won't be. So what's happened? It's likely that EA are going to look to capitalise on the massive success of stuff like Fortnite and Apex Legends, where annual release schedules have been replaced by an evolving experience with seasonal subscription fees and live events rather than every year download the brand new one. So in a way, it could be better if you play FIFA and you build your squad up and you pack some amazing players. What normally happens is you get to the end of the season and they're all finished, you download a new one and everything you've done in the last one's just finished. It might mean that it actually carries on.
Okay,
but it won't be FIFA. It won't be...
EA Sports. It's in the game.
So, that won't happen.
So is it... So well, basically, it's not in the game anymore.
No, EA Sports, but FIFA are now teaming up with... FIFA wanted some extra money to license it.
Oh, because they need it.
It was £1 billion.
Oh.
To license it. Like, you know, but it was exactly that as well. It was like a builder quote. It's like, how much would that cost for if I wanted one of the hot taps to be connected to that? It's £1,000, mate. About £1,000. Yeah. They were going, £1 billion?
£1 billion.
£1 billion.
That's a lot.
It says very precise. Yeah, no, I've done
the maths.
Do you want a Dutch league? Yeah, Dutch league. Kevin Keegan icon? Yes, please. Kevin Keegan icon. Are you looking for a Kenny Dalglish icon? In that I am looking for Kenny Dalglish. Ronaldo? Yes, please. £1 billion. That's what happened there. That's how they quoted it. And EO went, nah. What we're going to do is do our own thing. So FIFA are now teaming up with people to do their own thing, which means we're going to get quite a lot of football games on the market.
I'd reckon
which
so,
is
yeah.
Pretty cool. We asked Stevie Gerrard for his thoughts on this.
Yeah, of course.
And that's pretty much all he had to say on the matter. There is a bit of American news.
America, America.
It's taken a long time today. America, yeah! Always worried we haven't... Always worried that. Tom does that live. That's pretty impressive. That is impressive, Tom.
Thanks.
It's your job on the line.
Yeah, pretty much.
Elon Musk wants to bring Donald Trump back onto Twitter.
No.
Yeah, that's the news. He wants it to be complete, what did he say? It was like a town square, wasn't it? Where you can say anything.
Yeah.
And that's what he wants Twitter to be. So we were talking about this in the office, me, Connor and Tom, earlier before you came in, and we were talking about if you could bring anyone back to Twitter, somebody that's not with us anymore, somebody that's passed away, who would you bring back? And what kind of thing would they say? I was thinking of someone like Elvis on Twitter. Talking about maybe on TikTok, duetting with somebody and go, oh my God, there's Elvis. That would be
that
awesome.
That would be incredible, yeah.
And there are people that passed away that were funny on Twitter. George Michael was very good on Twitter.
Yeah,
and he was very opinionated on Twitter as well. So I just thought as a little text, a little bit of fun, tell us on the text or on the app, you know, who do you think should be brought back just for Twitter?
Tupac.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great shout. What would he tweet about?
The fact that he's not been dead for about 50 years.
When we were talking about the demise of FIFA, it was just
EA Sports. It's in the game.
There was a secret microphone around my wife and your wife and their friends, and I don't even know what. That's what? Not even nice.
No, it's rude. That's rude.
Sound happy about it.
Yeah, they do. They shouldn't.
It's not on. Thank you very much for your text. Honey says it's Eurovision week. It is Eurovision week.
Yeah, you know what? I never normally watch Eurovision, but I really want to because a guy called Sam Ryder, he...
Spaceman.
Yeah, I've been following his journey on TikTok for ages. I feel like I found him really, really early on. His voice is unreal. His hair's pretty amazing as well, to be fair. And he's got an awesome beard. I think he's going to do really well, but not for the reason of he's not going to win it because we don't.
Well, I think this year, quite rightly, Ukraine will probably get a lot of votes.
Yeah, but he's going to get a career from this.
Yeah, absolutely.
From being, you know, and how many people are going to get to see him, and he really deserves it.
How many songs? He's got songs out. He's got more than that, hasn't he? He's had a couple of decent songs.
I think so. I think it started off on TikTok.
Yeah.
But he's literally like...
He was a lockdown artist, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, literally just singing in his bedroom. But I mean, what a voice.
Yeah, incredible. Thank you, honey. Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah, I am.
Eurovision. Yeah. Definitely up for that. Jane in Southend. We'll do these in a minute, but we'll do this one now. If I could bring back anybody purely for Twitter, it would be Muhammad Ali. Can you imagine the tweets?
Oh, yeah.
They would be incredible. Yeah, it'd incredible. Be like little sound bites to motivate you through your day. I'm glad I found
you. You're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
Loads going on. UK ticket holders won 184 million on the Euro Millions jackpot.
100 what, sorry?
184 million.
Wow.
On the Euro Millions.
That's a lot.
It's the UK's biggest ever national lottery prize. The winning numbers were 3, yes, 25, no, 27, no. 28 and 29. Now, I normally, and I haven't played it for ages, I normally do a lot of combinations. I normally do 3 and then 10 for the birthday. So 3, 10, third of the 10th. And then I normally go 47, 48, 49. So I'm not saying I do 27, 28, 29. I could have done.
Because some people, if they get a lucky dip, and they go, oh, it's silly because it's got 27, 28, 29. It's never going to come in.
It doesn't. Of course it could.
Yeah, of course it
could. Because it's as random as it can be.
Do you know, not one of those numbers is my numbers, no. And I don't do the lottery, but I do roulette.
15 UK players have now won jackpots, have won the 100 million since it started. The winner of this one will find themselves ahead of celebrities such as Adele. They'll just be richer than Adele. Anthony Joshua. Puts them on the Sunday Times rich list, just like that. Earning more money than Harry Kane, Paul Pogba. I mean, it's top level. I think somebody said they're worth more than Robbie Williams. It's
ridiculous.
Top level cash.
No, he didn't mention Scott from Five.
Scott from Five, higher than that.
No.
Not as high as Sean, because he wrote the songs, but Scott. Yeah. 184 million, but I don't think they've come forward.
I'm just going to check my ticket.
I mean, I suppose people play the lottery and then just almost forget about it. But doesn't make any sense, does it? It's like when you go to the casino and you see those people that put the money down on the roulette wheel and then walk off and you're like, you don't know if you're going to win.
I don't know if I've told this story on the radio, even if I have. well worth another mention. There was a guy.
Yes, who, and I love it.
Yeah, there was a guy who worked in the local shop by me. And he'd done the same numbers every week without fail, and he never won. And the one week where he got his assistant to put his numbers on, he gave, they forgot, they didn't make it to the shopping time, he won. He would have won, I think it was something like £13 million.
It's awful.
He was back in work on Monday, livid, livid. I mean, and obviously he told everyone that walked into his shop, and you know what, sadly he's not with us anymore, but everyone that walked into the shop, he would tell them the story.
Yeah.
And almost with a tear.
And the assistant must never have forgiven themselves.
No, I don't think there was an assistant for much longer.
He's thinking, I've saved him a quid. Have we found the National Lottery prize winner that's missing for £184 million? Have we just found that person by giving those numbers out?
You wouldn't have thought so.
Mark in Braintree's text. I got very excited this morning when I woke up to a message from the National Lottery saying there is good news about my online ticket.
Right.
Only to find out it was another free entry.
Oh, that's annoying.
Who at the lottery are going, he's won a quid, we should text him. Don't tell him how much, just tell him it's good news. When all the news channels are talking about the fact that no one's claimed the £184 million.
That's
cruel.
It's very cruel. But can you imagine not knowing the news and then finally going, someone going, did you check? And then looking at it.
Well, it'll be a conversation like where we've gone, it's 3:25 and this one's 27, 28, 29. And that's, you know, that's unusual. And then you go, I do that. And then you get your ticket out and you go, oh, I've won the money.
But that, it's ridiculous. £1 million.
Yeah.
£500,000 is life-changing money, right?
But they've said, haven't they? Why don't they do that? Instead of having £184 million to one person, why not just have 184 prizes of £1 million? Because no one's going to be like, well, you do get people that go, oh, it's the big one tonight. You're £1 million, it's 184, I'm going to do it tonight. And you're like, so when it's 120 million, that's not enough.
Joe, you know, I never do the lottery.
No, I don't do it. I've done it, but I don't do it regularly. It's not something I do regularly, which is dangerous because of your story.
But the thing is, I should do it because I've got numbers. I've got I would know my numbers.
Isn't that the danger, though? If you do it, with the same numbers every week, you have to do it every week.
Yeah, of course.
So if you do it intermittently, like I do, I don't use my numbers. I do
sporadically.
A good word.
I know. I was impressed.
Tell it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
You can do a lucky dip. That's how I do it. If I'm buying it sporadically, I will do a lucky dip.
It was better than independently. Well, you know it was better than what
independently wouldn't have made sense.
But no, you said something to me. I didn't like it. That's
why. So you've gone for sporadically.
Yeah.
It's good. It's like a critique. It's like a grammar lesson every day.
Coming
on the radio.
I know, it's amazing.
£184 million. Check your tickets. 3:25, 27, 28, 29. Do you remember yesterday we were talking about the lottery, £184 million?
Don't. You didn't.
No, it wasn't me.
Oh.
Okay. But a single UK ticket holder has claimed the money.
£184 million.
It doesn't say whether they listen to us
probably.
Or not.
Probably.
Once the winner's been validated and paid out, I bet that feels like that takes forever. Oh, how long does it take you to check?
But do you know what you would do? I know, if you know that it's your ticket, you know you've won.
Yeah.
Right? And they're validating, right? You're going, do you know what? You'd spend all the money that you've already got in your bank. You'd go, just let's do a party now. And they go, oh no! You go. Oh,
but I think there must be. There must be a barcode.
Yeah.
So they just scan the barcode. So you've got to get that ticket to wherever they are. You're not going to put. It's not a postal thing, is it? You're not giving that to the Royal Mail.
No.
You're not ringing up, you know, Hermes and going, could you deliver this, please? You're doing that yourself.
You're definitely not. There's no way.
So what do you do? Do you put it? Where do you put it? You put it in your pocket and just drive over to Watford or wherever that Camelot is.
The stress you would have.
I don't understand what happens. Do they come to you? Do they say, listen, don't move, we're coming to you?
Oh, see, you've raised a very good point. Can you imagine?
What kind of a drive will that be? You're literally driving around with 184. You know when you went at the casino like I did the other day and I had a few hundred quid in my pocket?
Yeah.
I'm worried driving home then. You're driving around with £184 million in your pocket.
And I'll prove this is not as important as £184 million. It's not. But do you remember that I went on the TV a couple of weeks ago spoke to Eamon Holmes.
Yes.
Eamon Holmes said he wanted to come on the A to Z of Men, which
yeah, we don't talk about that podcast.
Wanted to come on our podcast.
Yeah.
And you said, don't lose that bit of paper. And I said, I probably will take a picture of it.
The phone number?
Yeah.
Have you lost it?
Yeah.
I did take a picture of it.
I know.
So that's good.
There you go.
I still have Eamon Holmes' phone number.
There you go.
But what would you do with that ticket? Has anyone won anything like that? I'm not expecting to find somebody who's won millions of pounds on the lottery, but if anyone knows, maybe you work there. I'd like to know what the process is. What happened? Because you can't just go, yeah, I've got 3, 21, 26, 24, 45, and lucky number 7. Yeah, that's it. Brilliant. And then the money goes in your account.
It's in your bank account.
Yeah, that's not happening. No. And it's not like, don't worry, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. That's not happening. Somebody needs to see that ticket, do some kind of scanning with a barcode. I'd imagine they'd come to your house.
I wouldn't move from... If they said, we'll be at your house this time tomorrow,
yeah,
I'd probably just stand in the same spot.
I would just stand there. People at the door, you're not coming in. No one's coming in. I'm not going anywhere until they turn up tomorrow morning and scan my barcode. Because once they've done it and they go, yeah, we can confirm. That's it, you're done then. You're all right, you can go out. You can do whatever.
Oh, mate.
But if they said, we don't really come to your house, you'd go, I'll give you £1 million.
Yeah,
if you come
yeah,
to scan
yeah.
my house.
Come to my house, million.
£1 million, off you come. Yeah, congratulations if that is you. Right, we're talking about lottery tickets and these guys that have won £184 million on the Euro Millions. We're not going down the road of what would you do with that kind of money or the things you could buy and who you're richer than. I was just interested to know what you do once you've won, because surely you've got a piece of paper that's worth an awful lot of money and you just have to do everything you can to make that piece of paper not break.
Yeah, what do you do with it?
What happens?
Yeah.
On the phone is Rachel in Ashington. Hey, Rachel.
Hey,
how you doing? Good, are you well?
I'm really good, thank you.
You got experience in this?
Oh, my days. There is a little bit of a funny story. So it was about 7, 8 years ago, my husband and I, we do the lottery, but we do it online because we're like, we'll just lose everything. So he does it online. And he came down one Sunday afternoon because he'd been working the night before and his face looked like he'd seen a ghost. And I'm like, babe, what is up? And he's like, babe, you're never going to guess what. I'm like, babe, God, tell me. We're not really like that. We are grown up. Anyway, right?
Sounds like a Catherine Tate sketch.
Yeah, babe, no, you've got to tell me. Babe, come on, babe.
Oh, my babe, you're never going to guess what. So I was like, well, what's happened? And he just showed me the phone. Now, anyone that knows me, A, I'm blonde, B, I'm ditzy, and C, I'm dyslexic, right? So he showed me the phone, and in red, like in the colour red, was what we'd won. I passed out on the floor. When I came back round, he's like, babe, are you all right? Is everything okay? I'm like, babe, we've just won like £2 million. He's like, darling, we haven't won £2 million, but we've won a stamp sure enough to... Because we was looking for a house at the time as well, and we were saving like mad, trying to get on the property ladder. And I tell you, someone was listening because our prayers were answered. So we then frantically was trying to ring the phone number that they give you.
Yeah.
And it took us about 4 attempts. But because it's all online, they've got your details online. So I don't know how it goes in paper form. But for us, we phoned the phone number. They confirmed that, yeah, we had a winning ticket and what have you. And they sent us like a certificate, congratulations, well done, a printout of our ticket, and they put the money straight in the bank.
Wow. Okay, 2 questions. Firstly, why did you think you'd won 2 million?
Because I'm dyslexic and dyspraxic and numbers are just really pants to me.
had you put a couple of O's on there that didn't belong?
There were so many O's and I was like, oh my God. Like, and I got all confused and yeah. So you want a decent
amount of money to get yourself on the property ladder?
Yeah, we bought our home in Ashendon. It was a case of what are we going to do? We have no clue what we're going to do. We really didn't have very much money between us. And overnight, we managed to get a deposit and found our house and moved in.
Do you know what? That's
a complete godsend.
That is absolutely really incredible. And thank you for your story. I've got a question slightly off topic. Has anyone ever said that you sound incredibly like Stacey Solomon?
Stacey Solomon. When I get excited, everyone says, oh, it's Stacey.
Because when you say, oh my God, you sound like Stacey Solomon.
Yeah, no, I do go a little bit Stacey Solomon when I get a bit excited.
Well, it's good to hear from you, Rachel. What a great story as well. Thank you.
Thank you, my darlings. You take care of yourself.
Enjoy the sunshine. Take care, bye. Come home
with me. Right about now, the big drive home. Woo! Let's get into it with Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home. This is Radio Essex.
Okay, Tom, make the call. You ready?
Let's go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
It's actually...
No way.
It's actually me and my friend, the boy band.
They call me Scott, actually. No, I'm not called the boy band.
It's Chris and Scott and producer Tom off of the radio.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Alison.
Alison, how are you?
I'm Alison from Braintree. I'm constantly texting you on a Friday.
Oh, Alison. We love Alison from Braintree.
Yeah, and
on
it's
a Friday.
Thursday, so now you're texting on a Thursday.
It's crazy.
I know.
So, Alison, what do you do?
I work for Colchester Institute in Braintree.
Okay. Is this the most exciting thing that's happened today?
100%, yeah.
Is it the most exciting thing that's happened this week?
Yeah, I'd say this year, actually.
This year?
Oh, that's good.
Excellent.
Okay.
Good.
Do you want to go to Creamfields?
I would love to.
What do you want to do? Like, you know, go there for the weekend, maybe do a bit of camping and that?
That'd be amazing.
Well, you're going.
Oh, no way!
You are, you've won. And you know what? You didn't have to do anything, you just text.
I literally cannot believe it.
It sounds too easy.
It's, you know, but it is true.
It is.
Because we just said it.
It was very easy.
It's all sorted for you. You've got the tickets, you'll go to Creamfields, you get to see all those massive artists, and you will be there with a friend or a partner or whoever you want to take with you. You got two tickets to Creamfields.
Oh my God, thank you so much. You know what? I love you too. I listen to you all the time. And this is just brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Thank you so much.
It could be your phone ringing right now.
South Festival on Radio Essex.
Hello.
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 Who's that?
Donna.
Hello, Donna. My name's Chris.
My name's Scott.
You?
I'm Tom.
There you go. Look, three of us on the phone. We are the Big Drive Home, and we wanted to ring you, Donna, to let you know that you texted everything perfectly correct within the amazing Deadmau5 song,
and you won a cup. And you've won a cup, and a pen, yeah. And more importantly, a rubber.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And tickets to Creamfields.
Oh yeah, and tickets to Creamfields.
That's amazing. Thank you.
And just so you know, you haven't actually won the cup.
Yeah, we haven't got any. So you can have the tickets. You can have the camping tickets to Creamfields. You can spend the weekend down there on the Jubilee weekend. Go and see. Who are you most excited to see there?
Deadmau5. I haven't seen him since 2009, and he is one of my favourite DJs.
Where did you see him in 2009?
In Ibiza.
Oh, wow. Living the dream. Okay, well...
I know I'm a mum now, so I haven't had the chance. So, oh my God, this is amazing.
Well, listen, you can go and enjoy it, and you've got the camping, you've got the whole weekend. So you go to see all the artists you want that weekend.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
No worries, enjoy it.
What radio station looks after you?
Radio Essex. Come on,
follow the noise. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Have you ever wondered how posh you really are?
Deja vu from Joe Show.
It's similar content to Joe Show, but I haven't got anything else, so we're going to go with it.
I think I'm too posh.
You think you're too posh?
Yeah.
What about you, Tom?
Well, Steph called me posh yesterday because I own a pair of Debenhams pyjamas.
That is... What?
I know.
Someone's doing well.
So, I'm quite posh.
Wow. Okay. I mean, to be honest, you need a pay decrease. That is Debenhams pyjamas.
Oh, I didn't buy them. My mum bought them for me.
That's even posher.
Yes.
Mummy bought them for me.
Mummy bought them.
She bought them to the penthouse.
If you own an Aga, ask people, where did you go to school? Or call the toilet the loo. You may well fall into the category of being slightly posh.
Although if you call it the bog, you're not.
A national study has found out which criteria we consider to be a mark of poshness. Language, key factor. People identifying, saying mummy and daddy, calling dinner supper.
Oh, wow.
Saying napkin instead of serviette, and calling people darling, all as posh traits. Possessions are also an indication. Things like owning antiques or paintings of your ancestors.
Wow.
This is my great 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 grandfather. Got a painting of him there, just above the hall, just by the chandeliers. They are making the posh list. Tell me, what is the poshest thing about you? Max already said Debenhams pajamas. Who even wears pajamas?
That's me.
Yeah, Debenhams ones. Proper
I mean, this
posh
is
ones.
Almost. You could almost do this as tell me you're posh without telling me you're posh.
I was going to, but yeah. Then I thought we did that the other day with the monkey.
But they did like it.
But if you want to do that, if you want to do it as tell me you're posh without telling me you're posh, you can do that. Or if there's just one thing, if there's one posh thing about you, then let me know what it is. But yeah, do it like that.
Yeah, you could do. You know, it's a free for you. Do what you like. I mean, I don't. I'm definitely not. I'm not posh as in terms of talking.
I've never heard you going, I wonder what's for supper tonight. I've never heard that from you.
Do you know what? When I was a kid,
yeah.
When I was younger,
yeah.
We had dinner, but then the later meal before you went to bed was supper.
Yeah, in fact, I would have
soup what? For supper.
But
yeah.
I think it is a generational thing, because I seem to remember it being called supper when I was growing up.
Yeah, but is the dinner, it was the meal after dinner.
Was lunch.
No.
Breakfast, dinner, no. Supper.
No. I had breakfast, lunch, dinner, supper.
That's four meals.
Yeah, so supper was something you'd have when you'd go to your mum, I'm hungry, like it's bedtime, and you go, oh, I'm a little bit hungry, and you go, oh, make yourself some soup then. And And have some soup. That would be supper. Like, you know, around 7 o'clock-ish.
Okay.
Just before I watched the sunset and had some tea.
I didn't know that there was like a second dinner.
I didn't either.
It's supper.
We were poorer than that. We
Oh, you've got to be mega posh to have some Heinz tomato soup.
Can you have turkey dinosaurs with them?
Yeah, you dip them in.
Yeah.
So posh.
What about you? What makes you posh? Tell me one thing that's posh about you, or tell me you're posh without telling me you're posh. However you want to do it.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Thank you, Steve. I've got extra news just coming in. The Scots are not the biggest porridge lovers in Britain.
I quite believe that. I don't know anybody in Scotland that eats porridge.
You've spoilt this link then. You was meant to go, what? I can't believe it!
Hello.
The Scots are not the biggest porridge lovers in Britain, a shock poll reveals. People from Coventry eat porridge for breakfast.
What?
Most regularly, with 16% saying it's their favourite. The next biggest fans do come from Aberdeen, which is in the Scotland, and 14% start the day with a steaming hot bowl of porridge in Aberdeen. And the Welsh are the least likely to have porridge, with no one in Cardiff or Swansea saying it was their top breakfast, according to the porridge research that was out today.
I've always wanted to like porridge. It's something that I look at and I think, oh my God, it looks amazing. I've tried it with sugar, I've tried it.
It's absolutely rotten.
It's not nice, is it?
No. You don't like it? You don't like porridge?
No. I think I was scarred by it. My granny used to feed us it. So
what, was it hot?
No. I like porridge. And I've... Yeah, I do.
But do you like it thick or a little bit...
I make it...
What's your consistency, Chris?
I make it not too glumpy. It's normally half a cup of oats to a full cup of milk.
Oh, you're going 2 to 1?
Yeah, 2 to 1. I'm going 2 to 1 ratio.
That's
on the porridge.
Builders call it, you know, when they're mixing up the...
I'll mix it up and then I will... Yeah, the only problem with it is I have to have a bit of sugar on it. So it kind of takes away the healthiness of porridge because I'm covering it in sugar. Honey's not bad in porridge. Honey's okay in porridge.
Mm.
You can do bananas, that works, but I do like a bit of sugar.
So, how posh are you? Do I put some honey in bananas and then I go for brunch later?
I have oat milk in my porridge.
Oh, of course, you can't have any of the milk, can you?
No.
You can't do the milk.
None of the
do
milk.
You like porridge, though?
Yeah. I like it with hazelnut milk or oat milk.
What about the sweetener?
Usually honey.
Honey on there. Yeah. Honey's not bad in porridge. It's okay.
No, I've tried them. Listen, I want to like it.
What's your hot breakfast go-to?
Bacon roll
for you?
I call it full English, but I don't have...
But I mean,
like
in the crunchy nut corn flakes, Weetabix porridge debate, Weetabix. Where are you at? Weetabix?
Milk? Warm milk. Not cold milk.
No, that's an English thing. No, the warm milk, no.
Oh, it's beautiful.
No.
My, do you know, I'm going to... Maybe I am posh. Do you know, my dog has warm... My dog, seriously, every morning, has warm Weetabix.
Yeah, you've arrived at posh, yeah.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Here's something I got for you. So there's this guy in America who reckons he can work out what someone does for a living just by looking at them.
Yeah, no, I'm down with this.
Obviously, if somebody comes in dressed in a policeman uniform, I can go, you're
police
a policeman.
Officer.
Yeah, but he's talking about you dressed down like you are now, just T-shirt and jeans.
Sorry, what?
If you were a policeman...
I'm not dressed down, mate. This is my...
with your Cobra Kai T-shirt on and your jeans and your hat.
Yeah.
If you were a fireman, he would still go, yeah, fireman.
Yeah, no, but say... Like I do with people's names, I can look at someone and go,
Dave.
Is a Dave. Or you look like a Dave. And they go, actually,
So actually, my name's Teresa, but thank you.
Yeah, that sort of thing. I think I could do it.
Well, I want to do a little experiment.
Okay.
We can't.
DJ. You're a DJ.
Yeah, it's hard to tell sometimes. I think we could probably work out what somebody does for a living just by having a little chat.
Okay.
So if you call us on 01702 45 50 60, especially if you've got a really interesting job you don't think we'd be able to get just like that, challenge us.
But we can't see them, can we?
It doesn't matter. I just think by talking to them, we'll get it. We'll go, yeah, I know exactly what that person does for a living.
I'm up for the challenge.
Let's have a listen to the voice notes, see what we've got here then.
Hi, Chris and Scott. My name's Becca and I work across east of England. So what is it that I do?
Oh, okay.
Can I listen one more time?
Yeah, of course you can. Do you have to hear it twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Chris and Scott. My name's Becca and I work across east of England. So what is it that I do?
I'm going to go with... Can I go first?
Film?
I'm going to go for ambulance driver.
Oh, my God, that's exactly what I was going to say.
No way!
No, seriously.
Because we're both right. Yeah. We're both good at this.
I was going to say, like...
Rebecca, you're an ambulance driver. Are you happy with that answer, Tom, or you've got other ideas?
I think maybe.
Ambulance driver.
Yeah. Which part's the east?
Where we live here in the east.
Yeah.
Ambulance driver.
Just for Tom, she's a Nino driver. She drives a Nino.
Nino. Yeah.
Nick Bob, what have you got for us, Nick?
Good afternoon, gents. My name's Nick Bob. And I challenge you to try and work out what my profession is.
Ooh, he's tricky. Has he changed his voice as well?
Good afternoon, gents. My name's Nick Bob.
No, he's not changed his voice.
And
his name,
I challenge you to try and work out what my profession is.
Teacher.
No.
Tom's gone for teacher. We're locking teacher in for Tom. I'm going to say police officer.
No. Oh, what, because of the...
Afternoon, gents.
It could have been Nick Bob for Bobby on the beat.
And Nick for nicking people. Bob. I mean, his name would suggest he's a policeman.
I'm going to say he's a electrician.
How will we actually know what the answer is?
I don't know. They're on the phone.
Tell you what, just
this speaker would be amazing.
Just take our word for it. Can I just point out the fact that we got a text back? So Nick Bob wasn't a policeman. He designed buildings for a living. He's an architect. Better luck next time. I'm guaranteeing, Nick, if we did it again, I'd get it right.
Yeah, you're an architect, Nick.
Rebecca in Westcliff is a blue light rapid response driver for the ambulance service. We actually got it right.
That is amazing.
We got that perfectly right, which is brilliant. Let's go to on the phone, see if we can guess one on the phone. Hello, Radio Essex.
Hello. I'm wondering if you can guess what I can do for a living.
Oh, what's your name?
Carla,
okay. And
what hours do you work?
I start at 12:30 Monday to Friday, and I finish when I finish.
Okay.
Anything from 6:30 in the evening up until about 8:45 at night.
Oh, okay.
Are you a carer?
Not quite.
Are you a nurse?
No.
Teacher.
A teacher.
Nope. A teacher that starts at 12:30, Tom. a teacher that starts at 12:30, Tom.
And works till like 9-ish at night.
What's wrong? Listen to the facts. A teacher.
Wow. I would like to guess then maybe, are you a response service?
Nope.
I'm not getting this
we
one.
We thought we was...
Adult teacher.
No.
Stop guessing. You're making it weird. Stop it.
Are you a vet?
No.
Oh, I give up.
Sorry, you've done it. Now, there's no dogs or cats that need help.
Yeah, but you'd be on shift. You'd be on shifts if you worked at a vet.
It wasn't as silly as it is.
It's not silly.
I'm gonna say, you are a cab driver.
No.
Oh, go on, put us out of our misery. What do you do?
I deliver medication for a pharmacy.
Oh, you were close with carer and nurse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, not
and
right.
And cab driver. So yeah, put them all together.
We got it right.
You put them all together. What have you got? You've got your profession.
That's amazing. Are you enjoying the show?
Joe, I don't listen to any other radio station, and I look forward to Martin and Sue first thing in the mornings, and then Chris and Scott in the afternoon. Brilliant. Love it.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.